Should you video the police during a traffic stop? That's next. I'm John Cadogan from autoexpert.com.au, the place where Aussie new car buyers save thousands off their next new cars. Hit me up on the website for that. This question about filming the cops, it's all over the web. So let's drill right down into it. I think you should always film them whenever you are pulled over. But up front, I feel obligated to tell you that I am not a lawyer. So the comments I make here are not legal advice to you. They're just observations based upon my research and conversations that I've had with various lawyers over the years. Also, this research is Shitsville specific. And by Shitsville, I mean New South Wales, Arse Trailers, most populous state, home of the Harbour Bridge and the Opera House. Yes. Mileage may vary in other jurisdictions, obviously. First up, why would you even want to film the cops? Well, I'd suggest it's because they're lying assholes, at least potentially. And the Highway Patrol here in Shitsville is the closest thing that we have to an outbreak of full-blown Gestapo. They routinely overstep their authority and they just hope that you will roll with it like a good boy. In a traffic stop, the cops have a lot of power, or at least a lot of discretion to use it, so a good place to start is don't be a dick. Be respectful, be quietly spoken and polite, but pass the attitude test, whatever else you do. Note that I did not just say, bend over and hum Moon River while they violate you. You don't have to do that. So let's look at what the cops themselves say about being filmed on the job. According to Shitsville's Finest from the New South Wales Police Force Media Handbook, members of the public have the right to take photographs or film police officers which are observable from a public space or from a privately owned place with the consent of the owner or occupier. So there's that. Generally speaking, if a person takes photographs or videos police officers, operations or incidents from a public space, police do not have the power to prevent the person from taking photographs or filming, confiscate photographic or filming equipment, delete images or recordings, or request or order a person to delete images or recordings. In the light of that then, have a look at this peanut.
You want to turn that off? Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, I won't turn it off.
Place it around the other way and do as you're told.
No, I'm allowed to record.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Perhaps someone should send him back to the academy with his tail between his legs. In fact, if police officers try to confiscate equipment or interfere with members of the public to delete images or recordings, the officers may be liable for prosecution for assault or trespass to the person concerned. This is, of course, how TV news and current affairs procures so much of the police operational footage that you see on the small screen each night. So take a look at this pelican doing the uniform a gross disservice, in my personal opinion.
You're recording me at the moment?
Yes.
Because if you're doing that, you can turn it off because that's an offence.
No, it's not.
It is an offence.
No,
it's an offence of the listening device is that. You can turn it off
not.
Now before
no.
You commit an offence.
No. It's not an offence at all, mate.
Well, mate, at this stage, if you don't turn that off, you are going to be arrested because I'm not giving you consent to record me.
Well, whatever, mate.
All right, mate, turn the track off, please.
Here in the beautiful former convict paradise of Shitsville, the Surveillance Devices Act 2007 regulates the use of listening devices. Specifically, it's illegal to eavesdrop on or record private conversations. I distinctly remember when I was a host on talk radio, this woman rings in on the open line during the regular technology segment because she wanted the best smartphone on the market to covertly record conversational admissions she hoped to elicit from her ex-husband. We pointed out that that was kind of a bad idea. However, During a traffic stop, it's debatable whether or not you're in a private conversation. It seems to me there's a clear expectation that a record of what you say will be used by the cops in court to prosecute you if you make any admissions that have good evidentiary value, or if they just decide to lie. Heaven forbid. The Surveillance Devices Act says it is legal to record a conversation if you're a party to it, as you are during a traffic stop, provided it is reasonably necessary for the protection of the lawful interest of that principal party, i.e. you. Or if the recording is not made for the purpose of communicating or publishing the conversation or a report of it to persons who are not parties to the conversation. On the basis of all of that then, it seems to me that a traffic stop takes place in a public space. It seems to me there's no presumption of privacy in any official conversation with the cops. They're procuring evidence for official purposes. It seems to me that as a party to this kind of stressful interaction, you might reasonably need to protect your lawful interests, or at the very least, maintain an accurate record of what was actually said. Of course, all of this recording is not gonna be that useful if what you do in fact is make a recording of you dumping yourself right in it. That's really not gonna help. According to LY Lawyers, you might recall I interviewed the practice's principal, Adam Lee, a few months back. Here's what they say. Courts recognise that recording police activities is legal. However, with technology and laws constantly changing, some police officers have not yet been trained otherwise. They may also feel his or her authority is being challenged and react accordingly. Nothing like having your finger on the pulse, huh? Boys in blue. I guess they might also be spoiled, self-entitled, double-digit IQ brats used to throwing their considerable weight around and getting their own way. I'm paraphrasing. Many police officers and citizens in Australia believe that as soon as a police officer tells you to do or not to do something, that it is an order. However, police can only order citizens to do something or not based on the current laws in effect. Those boys in blue, you know, they're actually very good indeed at dressing up baseless requests to look as if they are legally binding commands. You, turn that camera off! If you are approached by the police while recording them, you should calmly explain what you are doing and state you have a legal right to do so. So here's the top 8 things I suggest you do during a traffic stop. Number 1, try really hard not to be a dick. Just because you're entitled to film, you don't have to be an outright dipshit about it. Don't be a smart ass. Don't ask the cops when they drop the height, weight, and or fitness requirements to join the force. Don't do that. It's really not gonna help. Instead, play it completely straight. Call him officer and don't swear. P's and Q's all round. Number 2, be respectful, but do not make any admissions. Police are very good at extracting admissions, which will definitely be used against you, so don't make any. Do you know how fast you were going? Do you know why I've pulled you over? Because I was speeding? Ba-bow! Case closed. Go to jail. Do not collect $200. Your worship, he told me he thought I had stopped him because he was speeding. This could be the only evidence against you, so don't do that. Number 3, the best way not to make admissions is not to answer questions. Do you know why I've stopped you? Officer, I respectfully decline to answer your questions during this interview. Repeat. You have a right to silence. There's nothing shady about it whatsoever. Normal rules of social discourse do not apply during a roadside stop. You are not in a position to exonerate yourself here, so all you can do is damage your case by talking. Are you trying to be a smartass? Officer, I respectfully decline to answer your questions during this interview. Point number 4, You are not required to incriminate yourself. If the cops find you standing over the body of your boss, if you've got a 12-inch French chef's knife in your hand, if his blood is all over you and if your DNA and prints are all over the knife, if 36 of your co-workers saw you stab him 35 times and the whole thing is recorded on high-definition CCTV, you don't have to say, "You got me fair and square. I did it." There's an orgy of evidence, so it's probably not going to help, but you don't have to admit it. And if you don't have to admit it, in these blood-stained circumstances, you certainly don't have to admit it. For 65 in a 60 zone, you just don't. Procuring the evidence that you did it, that's his job, certainly not yours. Number 5, don't use your phone. I know, it's there. It'll do it. It's a perfect option, seemingly. Except, here in Shittsville, it's actually illegal to touch your phone while driving. And technically, you might still be driving while stopped at the roadside, and that might be a traffic offence. Use a point-and-shoot camera or a GoPro. There's no similar prohibition on touching one of those. Number 6. Press record before you do anything else. It's such a stressful situation. So easy to forget in this situation, right? Grab the camera, power it up, hit record, and prepare to say nothing with extreme politeness. Number 7, if he tells you to stop filming, calmly say something like, "Officer, respectfully, according to your media handbook, I am entitled to film you in the course of your duty, and I decline to turn the camera off." If he tells you that this is a breach of the Surveillance Devices Act, calmly say that you are in a public place and you are recording to protect your lawful interests as allowed under the Act. This is substantially different to saying, "I don't trust you, mate. You're all lying pricks. Go to buggery." At least the words are different, right? You're kind of playing thinks and says here. Thinks, "Piss off, idiot. This is my right." Says, "Respectfully, I'm going to decline your request to stop filming, officer." This game also helps a lot with marriage and in the workplace. Just saying. Number 8, comply with all lawful directives. License, breath test, all of that, definitely comply. Enthusiastically. Number 9, keep the camera in plain sight. Do not do any covert recording. And don't hinder the officer in the conduct of his duty. Number 10, if he grabs the camera, arrests you, whatever, don't resist. Remain absolutely polite and respectful. However, clearly and unequivocally, do not consent to any request to search the vehicle or your person. Let the lawyers sort that one out. "Do you mind if I take a quick look in the boot? It's just procedure." That's a trunk in retardistan. "Absolutely not, officer." The bottom line is, record the traffic stop at all costs. Be tremendously polite, in inverse proportion to how you'd like to act and what you'd really like to say. This is a game and you might as well be good at it. The more polite, reasonable and respectful you are and the more of an asshole he becomes, the better the footage is going to look for you in court if it comes to that. Remember that the cops cannot compel you to stop filming. They're in a box just like you and me. Only sometimes they like to think they make the rules up on the fly. And their main weapon here is the ignorance and fear of the poor schlep they've stopped, followed closely by intimidation. I'm John Cadogan. Before I let you go, a smoking hot blonde gets pulled over by a smoking hot blonde police officer. And I know this sounds like the screenplay to one of your favourite movies, but it's not. But it could be, with a minor rewrite and a macro lens. Anyway, Officer Blonde Hottie says, "License, please." And she gets a blank stare in return. "What's a driver's license look like?" says smoking hot blonde hottie driver. Sergeant Blonde Hottie explains, "It's kind of small and it's got your picture on it." Frantic search of the Bergen handbag ensues. Makeup compact. Check. She flips it open. She has a look. Hands it over. Officer Blonde Hottie takes a look, says, "You're free to go, ma'am." And if I'd known you were a police officer just like me, we could have avoided all this fuss. I hope this helps. It certainly helped me. Thanks for watching.